Intervju Radija Študent.
Fracture Mechanics. Na včerajšnji pozni večer, ko je zunaj scalo, so v suhem in zatohlem zraku studija Radija Študent snemali material za morebitno novo ploščo Kvartet improvizatorjev, ki šumi, piha in škripa pod imenom Fracture Mechanics. Izven tega živijo pod imeni Martin Küchen, Lucio Capece, Burkhard Baines ter Paul Vogel in prav te štiri like bo moč nocoj slišati tudi v menzi pri koritu, kjer bodo lomili mehanike v okviru festivala AirZoom. O improvizaciji in drugih takih kleno-abstraktnih rečeh smo se z njimi pogovarjali po koncu snemanja pozno po noči.
You just recorded the music for a CD, for an album of you. So, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the session? And
let's see if it becomes an album. I mean, we just recorded and we have to listen back to it and see what's in it. We don't know that yet.
What did you expect it to be before deciding to go for it?
Well, we came, or Lucio came with a concept. And we tried to fulfill his
to go against it, I would say.
But what's your impression after recording three sets? What's your impression of what you've done?
The thing is, we haven't played for quite a while, and we just came together, coming from different countries, and meet here, and then we go and record. Of course, it takes some time to find out. Again, a shared focus, so it was more like experimenting with different possibilities that we expect that this is in the range of possibilities of the group. And we tried three different approaches. And we have to see. I think with a view from the distance, we have different ideas about what we did, and we have to see what we find interesting in there.
What does that mean, you have different ideas?
Because we're still too close to the actual playing process. It's always very difficult to really come up with an idea of what it was, mm-hmm. just coming out of it. I find that difficult. And it's changing. Like when after 1 week listening back to it, I for sure have a different idea about it than now. After just my memory of what we did. And if I would listen to it now, it would be different than listening to it again in 1 or 2 weeks. It's mm-hmm. changing.
But does it make sense for a group to sort of regroup after what you didn't play together for some time and just, bam, try to record something that sort of shows what you're doing?
Sure, that makes sense. Because sometimes it's fresh and it's something very interesting coming out because of that. I think with this kind of music, if it's because it's a collective process when we play. And now the big question is how much can we prepare for it? Sometimes it's better to be unprepared and catch the first meeting. That's hard to say. What's the better strategy? To rehearse a lot or not to rehearse at all?
But there's also the interesting thing of groups that have been together for a long time, like 20 years. How do they keep it fresh? And some groups, like say AMM, can go on for decades and still be doing new stuff or still be satisfying themselves even after all that time. That's another. I've never been involved with a group for that length of time, but I think it would be very interesting to be in that position where you're looking at the same people with the same techniques over a long period and still making it fresh.
Mm-hmm. I'm in several groups which run pretty long, like 15 years, or the longest is a duo I have for 25 years now. And some other groups which were running for at least 10 or 12 years or so. And this is actually really... important point, huh? because you're so much aware of the territory you have established together, that it really needs, on the other end, it needs some constructive irritation to refresh and not to just rely on what you've done before.
Or even as an individual player, to say you're playing drums, for instance, and you sit down in front of the drum kit, or one drum even, and you've sat in front of that drum for the last 20 years with the same people, how do you come up with something to challenge to yourself to do something that you're not bored with yourself, never mind your audience? That's a real challenge, and it's very interesting, I think.
Okay, is it harder to push the other players if you don't know them so much as someone that you play a long time? Because
it's not harder, it's just changing when you play with the same people for a long time. It's a different, it's not so much, it's very far away from ad hoc improvisation. It's really, it's almost becomes a composition where, like a modular composition where certain elements return and you know that.
Nevertheless, this group of yours, its name sort of gives it some sort of an identity. You're not just this and this surname, but you're Fractured Mechanics. So there should be some underlying something below what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Or the name is just a bluff.
it's a good point.
I don't know. I think the name gives something to it. For example, this time when we came together, we had a different setup compared to last time when we played. And for me, that made quite a big change. And doing that under the umbrella of the name, if you would say like that. So I think the name puts some kind of definite characteristic to what we are doing. But what it is, I have no idea now. I mean, but maybe there's some vague.
I'm interested in the concept that brings the name somehow, because it relates with the kind of work that I think I'm doing, and is trying to go to the origin of things. I think, like, for several years, I think always, but mainly in the last decades, with all information that became available, especially in the last decade, through internet, I think music has evolved as inter-responses to different ways of doing music that at some point get finished or get wasted, and then there's an answer, a new way of developing something new. And to me, there's so much information now. It's so easy to access to so much information that I began to think, okay, the last thing I have been really interested as a movement was a movement that happened in Berlin, where I live, where Bucher lives, that somehow reduced to the minimum. It was called reductionism. I don't want to explain it now because it's too long. But then in the last years, I have been thinking, I have been reading people, for example, saying that if you access to something minimal or access to work with few materials as a response to something that happened before, then that minimalism is also very complex, is like more complex than the complexity that you are supposed to go against with. So after being into minimalism for several years, I try to wonder what is to do something essential that is not an answer to anything else, that is essential in itself. It's not a cultural answer to something that happened before or happened in another neighborhood or in another tribe or another scene, just something that is, because it's something that has a certain sense. In that way, the name Fractured Mechanics for me has a sense, because there are certain mechanisms that are automatized about doing anything. And I think those mechanisms have been established in improvised music, probably more than in any other music, which is a paradox. So to fracture those mechanisms of behaving as musicians is for me a strategy to go to the very basic thing, that is, when you, I'm a saxophone player, when you blow, you produce a movement in the air. And so what do we do with that? So the name for me has a sense in that way. Like I want to fracture my own mechanisms, trying to know what sense it has what I do when I play an instrument, when I'm in front of people playing.
So one could say you're actually, it's sort of going against improvisation.
I think I am, yeah, definitely. As improvisation note, I could say as the movement of improvised music, at the moment, I am. As improvisation, not at all. I cannot understand music without improvisation. But the movement of improvised music for me is completely established and completely codified. And if I want to do something interesting, I have to go back to the very beginning of it, which is improvising also. But I don't want to repeat those mechanisms, those dogmas, those. So they said I brought an idea. What I tried to do was to come with something alien to what we do, because that's the concept of the band. I didn't do anything strange. That's the idea of the band. So that's what I tried to do.
When you say sometime during the recording session, you mentioned, oh, I made a mistake. How does that build up into this?
Well, I took a decision about doing something and I fucked up what he was doing. Like he brought a beautiful beginning and then something fell down and it was clumsy. So, sorry, it was just the very beginning. So let's start again because that was nice and I fucked it up. It's just that.
And there was also a slight issue, maybe with a touch of humor, but still, that you were playing too folksy, too tribal. What was that all about?
Look, now you have to answer the question.
Naya, as I said before, we haven't played for a while, and that was not on purpose. That was, of course, we gave this group a band, and we had a short tour in Scandinavia and a concert before in Berlin. It's just that sometimes it's not possible to play more. Of course, the intention is to play more regularly and to develop a certain something specific about a certain project. But if there's a long gap, it needs some time to come back to it and really find the shared focus again. But this was not on purpose. So I think what we did today, and it was good that we tried three different approaches, because then we had different chances. And also by doing that in relation to the first one, the second one, we can have the possibility of discussing, shall we go more in this direction or this direction? And then we try a third one. So it's a process, and we just discussed after playing the first one, what was that? And some of us, I think we kind of more or less agreed that it was a bit too meditative and referring to kind of ethno music. At least it had a little, some elements. I mean, I can imagine that a lot of people who listen to it wouldn't agree on that. But for us, it was a little bit too much touching that area. And after discussing that, we played another one and we decided for other material, more abstract. So it was just part of the process of working today.
I think for me, it was not a problem that it was too meditative, but then sometimes you don't realize and you take some elements that are part of some musics that have been used for people for centuries, and you just take it and you play it. And it can be too easy, it can be too cheap, it can be like a sure way to get into mysticism, which is not bad to get into mysticism, but I don't think it's a sure way. So we just found that we were doing some gimmick, techniques. And it's good. I like when someone says, look, I like this, like, but these things we did here and there, for me, was enough to pay attention to this couple of things, but because then you get a bit deeper. I like that kind of work. Yeah.
I think it's not impossible to use certain elements of a certain style, like this, whatever you would call it, like ethno, or, but if the moment it falls into a certain genre, it's limiting the possibilities, because the context is changing and is arriving in a certain area. And I think that's what we don't want. So we find it more interesting to really define the context while playing, and keep it more ambivalent and more open to different sides.
And before we finish off, so give us some wise words of wisdom.
You
were
Paul, as you say something intelligent
about anything.
Yeah,
I don't know. Words fail me, but words always fail.
But I can say one thing. I think tomorrow will be. I think it will be quite, not really, but it will be quite, have a different touch to it than today, just because it's very wise, this one. It's another day, and it's the other place, and it will be audience, so it will be some, maybe we did today on another level of, we were on another level of being, you could say, because this room and in this air, and you're kind of not compressed but stuffed. No, well, yeah, somehow, but also it kind of, it influences you in a certain way. Whereas tomorrow it will be a kind of a more, and another thing. I mean, the people, the audience. And
I think you've got to think of what we did tonight almost in compositional terms, and what will happen tomorrow will be more in performative terms. There is obviously a visual element to performance, and an audience reacts to the performers and what they're physically doing in front of them. Whereas when we play in the studio, we're playing to ourselves almost in a kind of a purely musical way. And it's the difference between performance art and composition, I think. And the music will reflect that, I think.
Those were words of wisdom.
Yeah.
So thank you all four for your time, and get some sleep, and so will I.
Okay, thank you.
Poslušali smo pogovor s člani zasedbe Fracture Mechanics. Nocoj v okviru festivala Earzoom gostujejo v Menzi pri koritu. Z njimi je modroval Anže Zorman.
Intervju Radija Študent.
Zdaj parujemo naprej v glasbeno opremo.